Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome, everyone. This is Amy Montgomery. Well, thank you for listening to Thrive Radio. Today, we're going to talk about the power of gratefulness. And I think that this is absolutely a topic that is overlooked when it comes to happiness and fulfillment. And so if you've ever found yourself depressed, unhappy, and just frustrated maybe at the progress that you have made in your life, in your career, or whatever it is that you're going after, I want to talk to you about how you can harness gratefulness to really shift your life. Being grateful creates happiness. And the reality is that it is really, really difficult to be unhappy when you're grateful. When you start to focus on the positive things in your life, when you start to focus on the small things, if you will. Earlier today, I was out on my deck being grateful for the pool that is in my backyard, which I've dreamt of since I was a child. The orange tree that was next to me, which again, I dreamt of as a child. And my parakeets that were on the other side of me, which they have been a blessing to me throughout my adult life, really, since I've had those birds since the year 2000, and they have been a blessing to me. And really just being grateful for those things that were around me. And it's amazing how you can literally shift your focus to the things that you are grateful for, and it completely eliminates any dissatisfaction in your life. The other thing that gratefulness really does is it begins to bring balance. So many times you want to go after things, the word hustle is a real buzzword right now, and everyone's hustling. And that's really wonderful. It's important for us to work for the things that we want to attain in this life and what we feel that we're called to obtain. However, if we are not grateful, then the pendulum will swing to such an extreme that we'll never have balance in our life. And, never take the vacations, never take the time off, never stop and look around and realize, wow, look at the blessings that are around me. And I think that when we begin to just deliberately be grateful about things, it's amazing the balance that it brings to our heart and our mind. And there is kind of a process of, wow, look at how far I've come. Look at the blessings. Look how wonderful my life is in the here and now. Even though I'm going after those things and I have great aspirations for my future, I can be grateful and thankful right now. And that just brings a whole nother level of, that you don't have to have absolutely everything else that you're going after right now. The other thing is it allows you to be happy even when you haven't fulfilled your biggest dreams yet. And this is key because it's allowing you to be happy even when you haven't fulfilled your biggest dreams yet in life. I think that too many people wait until they accomplish that big, huge dream that they want to accomplish or that they think that might come someday, and then they never take the time to be grateful for the things that they have here and now. And you can be happy now. You don't have to wait until you get that big thing down the road. And what most people find is that in the process of achieving something, when they actually arrive to that place, they realize that it's not all it's cracked up to be. In fact, I heard somebody say once, there's a secret that a lot of people don't let in on. There is no such thing as the top. And I think that people that reach the top are the individuals that can really attest to this. Because once you reach the top, you realize it was like a mirage because you still have to do the work. You still have yet another top to arrive to. And the other thing is once you achieve a certain level of success and you've achieved some of your goals, you always want to come up with new ones. And you realize that the process of fulfilling your dreams and going after them is much more fulfilling than actually getting to the place where they're accomplished. The other thing is it allows you to appreciate and experience what matters. How many people go through their lives and they go after their career, they go after their career, they go after their career, and maybe they start a business or they start a ministry or they start something and they go after that with their all, and they'll put that thing first, and then their family suffers, their family falls apart, and then they're really left with nothing. And the reality is that the things that matter in life are your family, the people that are close to you, your loved ones, and your relationships, because those people are going to go with you throughout life. Some of them will not be with you forever because, you know, especially as we get older and our parents pass away, we're not always going to have them around us. And I think that even if you are maybe you're married and you have children, your children are not always going to be young. Your spouse, you know, a lot of times I think that people take their spouses for granted. And they think that their spouse will always be there for them. And I think that when we are grateful, it's really easy to appreciate what really matters. And how many people, they have children and those children grow up and they realize that they never truly connected with their kids because they were so going after all of their big dreams. And now they're older and they have no connection. So I would really encourage anyone that's listening out there to really realize that being grateful and pausing to be grateful in your life is really going to allow you to experience what matters. The other thing that does is it removes anxiety and promotes inspiration. How many times do we just get so into our vision and goal? I don't know about you, but I have, you know, definitely experienced this where I will get so excited about what I'm doing, what my future plans are, or whatever it may be, to the point where it will almost become overwhelming because of all the things collectively that need to be done or the growth that I want to obtain or whatever it may be. And what's amazing is that when I find that when I'm grateful, suddenly my anxiety level dissipates and I'm inspired. Because I realize that I have obtained a certain amount of what I have wanted to obtain. And then the things that matter around me are truly what are most important. The other thing is I really think that it allows us to take time to do the things that really have meaning for us personally. And sometimes that might just be some sort of side project that you do, a hobby that you do, or whatever that may be. But those things really bring a level of joy into our lives. And it's so easy to put those things on the back burner. I think that even just taking care of ourselves and maybe go, if you're into pedicures, going to get a pedicure, a massage, getting your hair done, or whatever it may be, those things are so important. Yet how many times do we make those things to be last on our list? So one of the things that I do to really incorporate gratitude into my daily life is that I have a routine every morning, and part of this routine, I spend time being grateful. And I will out loud begin to list absolutely everything that I can think of that I'm grateful for. I'll start with my relationships and, like, maybe, you know, what's closest to me relationally, and then I'll start to move out to the things that maybe aren't, I guess, as sacred, if you will. So I'll be thankful for my family and thankful for my friends and thankful for the people that are in my life. And, you know, I kind of go through all that to the point where I get to, oh, thank you for that person over there in that vehicle. And thank you for, you know, I just go and I just get thankful for everything. Thankful for the sunshine. And what's amazing, what happens is that you instantly fuel the beginning of your day with a level of happiness and fulfillment that cannot be obtained in any other way. And when you start your day with gratefulness and being fulfilled, you start to perform better. Because maybe you're in a position, maybe you have a job that isn't always fun every single day. And I don't know about anyone that has a job that's fun every single day. And maybe you're tired. Maybe you don't feel like working. But when you start your day with gratefulness, somehow it fuels you to a level of satisfaction and happiness that allows you to be grateful in that moment and put your best foot forward. The other thing that if you've ever dealt with depression, if you're somebody that really struggles with depression, I highly recommend that you make this part of your daily routine. Generally, people that deal with depression, unless of course it's some sort of medical thing, there's definitely that, but people that deal with depression that is not a medical thing, I would say 9 times out of 10, even myself, when I have faced moments where I feel very depressed, it's because I'm not being grateful. And it's amazing how if you feel down, if you start to list all the things you're grateful for and really take them in and really feel that emotion, how your whole mindset changes. The other thing is it allows you to make better decisions because you're not making a decision out of the feeling that you lack somehow or that you haven't achieved enough or you haven't done enough or whatever it may be in focusing on lack in your life or your relationships aren't what they should be. Instead, you're focusing on all the positive and that gives you a better emotional positioning to make a better decision in your life. There's always a silver lining in absolutely everything that we go through. The reality is, and I said this earlier this week, that life will always hit you in the mouth. I don't care who you are, you are going to go through something. If you're not going through something right now, you probably know somebody that's going through something. And if you have not yet gone through something in life where it's really, you know, taken all the wind out of your sails, get ready because your turn's coming. That is just the reality. And there's things in life that we just cannot control. There are certain things that just happen. And the reality is that we can choose our definition of whatever that is going to mean to us. And so, for example, I will share that in 2008, I had a niece and a nephew that passed away 6 months from each other. And that was something that took the wind out of my sails. But the time that I was extremely depressed about that, feeling absolutely horrible, feeling like the floor just was removed and I had absolutely nothing to stand on, I decided that I could choose what their death meant to me. It could either mean that, you know, all my prayers for them to be healed were never heard. It could, you know, mean that healing never takes place. It could mean that I was, you know, gypped and my family was gypped and my sister was gypped because they weren't healed. I could get bitter about that. But I decided instead that I would think of it as they're in my future and they're where I'm headed. Instead of a loss, they're my future gain. And so instead of me thinking that, wow, I've lost these family members and I'll never see them again. I've chosen to believe that they are where I'm headed and where I dream to go one day in a beautiful place called heaven. Now, I don't know what your beliefs are when it comes to life and death, but that is something that I decided and the meaning that I placed on that incident in my life that allowed me to move forward and look forward to the future. So I want to mention the very last thing is that gratefulness promotes perseverance. And that has definitely been true in my life. No matter what I have faced, whenever I'm grateful and wherever I begin to look at the positive side and begin to look at the possibilities, that is when I am most inspired. That's when my life is transformed. That's when I can go from walking through something that is very difficult and very trying to living a life that is full of joy, and I can be happy every day. There's a lot of people that say, Amy, you know, I follow you on Snapchat, you know, and I see you laugh all the time. You just, are you always laughing? Are you always just joyful? And pretty much, guys, I am. Because I choose to be grateful and because I have this routine of being grateful every day. And, you know, in fact, if you were to talk to my parents, you would find out that I'm always pointing out the silver lining about absolutely everything. And there's always a positive spin I have on absolutely everything in life. And I think it's because I've ingrained this process into my life. And so it allows me to live a joyful life because I am absolutely happy. Not because I've attained absolutely everything in my life. God knows I haven't. Not because I have a perfect life. God knows that my life is not perfect. But I have chosen and learned how to cultivate a life of gratitude. And I hope that in me sharing with you this today, that you can too grasp hold of the power of gratitude in your life and really realize how blessed you are, what it is that you have in your life that is precious to you, and that you would develop also a daily routine where you would purposely go through and think and list out loud all the things that you are grateful for. And I guarantee you, it will completely change your frame of reference for your week, for your day, and for your life. Well, thank you so much for listening to Thrive Radio. I hope that you subscribe, and we will talk to you again next week. And again, guys, if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel yet, you can find me at YouTube.com/AmyMontgomeryOnline. And I would love if you would subscribe to my YouTube channel and give me feedback on my videos so that I can produce the content that is really relevant to you guys. And again, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you guys have a wonderful week.